This is our returning champion, John Goss from San Francisco, California. Stand by to see John play for a Mediterranean cruise valued at $12,316. Tonight, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Jaguar valued at $32,856 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Hello there. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Nice to have you here with us. Nice to have you here with us, and I don't want to correct my friend Jay Stewart, but cash and prizes are worth well over $138,000 right now, including a $69,000 cash jackpot. And that may be beginning to be of interest to a very fine champion, John Goss. Hello, John.
Hi, Jim.
Good to see you again.
Thank you.
You have $367 in your bank account. You've passed on some great prizes. Of course, you've also picked up a lot of things, over $15,000 in cash and prizes. My goodness, you've done well. A win tonight with $78 more. That's all you need. You'd have that Mediterranean cruise worth over $12,000. The next thing up the line, $163 away, is a luxury automobile. Are you ready to go tonight?
I'll give it a go. That's
good luck. He is a fine champion. Here to introduce the challengers, I'm sure they're fine as well. Summer Bartholomew. Hey, Summer.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Nice to see you again. Did you bring us good people?
Yes, certainly did. Our first contestant is a talented musician playing five instruments. Originally from Merrick, Long Island, help welcome Catherine Marshall.
Hello, Catherine.
Our second contestant is a pilot for a commercial airline from South Lake, Texas. Let's greet David Claus.
Hi, David. And we'll see you later with some bargains. And, of course, our champions bought a lot of your bargains, Summer. David, a pilot for a commercial airline. You've been flying for a long time?
For quite a while, yes, sir.
Have you ever figured out how many miles you've logged?
Not even the slightest idea.
Don't even want to think about that, right?
Nope.
Nice to have you here, David.
Thank you.
And Catherine, five different instruments.
Five instruments.
You're a professional musician?
I'm not. I decided I couldn't make my living that way. I just enjoy playing.
And now what instruments do you play?
I play the flute, the piccolo, the piano, the organ, and I pick up the accordion occasionally.
Well, they're nice instruments. Nice to have you here. Good luck. I don't have to tell you, you're both up against a tough champion there. And $20 will start all three of you off. We'll get cracking with this. What famous inventor was known as the Wizard of Menlo Park? John?
Thomas Alva Edison.
Edison it is. Yeah, you've got the whole name, but I'll only give you $5. $5 for the correct answer, and John goes to $25. Boobies, loons, and cuckoos. John?
They're all birds.
Or politicians. Either one acceptable. You're right. It is birds. Yes, John gets another $5 to $30. What instrument brought fame to jazz great Dizzy Gillespie? David?
The trumpet.
Trumpet is right, and the musician didn't get in there with the buzzer quick enough, Captain. David is his first $5 to $25. Which sign of the zodiac is also called the water bearer? Catherine?
The Aries.
No, water, Aquarius. And you lose $5 for the incorrect answer. Sorry about that, Catherine. You relax now. Don't get nervous. I know you've got the knowledge. Down to 15. The Italian words for all fruit give us the name of a popular ice cream. John?
Tutti Frutti.
Tutti Frutti, all Rudy. Yes, another $5 for John, $7.35. It is time now for this bargain, and the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sales surprise with a bonus could come up at any time as well. John, already you've got a $10 lead, and again, you have the opportunity to buy. You might, oh, look at this, are they having fun?
John, keep the home fire burning with this beautiful brass fireplace set. It's a mesh screen with brass trim, plus a solid brass fire set in an attractive duck motif with a cord of firewood to keep you warm. It's normally priced at $578. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Listen, I don't want to interrupt the two of you, but we're selling the fireplace equipment. Yes, my goodness, they seem to be enjoying their work immensely. John. $578 with a beautiful fire equipment, right? That would go in your apartment.
It'll go in the hole in the wall that I have.
That's right. That would fit in the hole in the wall you could make a fireplace for. But it's $578 worth of equipment for six. The value of one question. You would still have a $5 lead, and I'd sell it to you for $5. Go and watch. He'll buy. He likes that. Enjoy that. $578 worth of fire equipment. John, he buys, and he has a way of winning. A fine champion. We knock $5 off your score. You've got the equipment and a $5 lead as promised. Back with us for all three of you. This actress rose to fame playing the slightly dizzy blonde daughter of Archie Bunker. David.
God.
Sally Struthers. Sally Struthers, and you lose $5 down to 20, and again John has a $10 lead. The cover of this popular magazine is often graced by the picture of an odd young man named Alfred E. Newman. John.
Mad Magazine.
Yes, it is Mad Magazine. John gets the $5 back for the fireplace equipment. He's up to 35. The title character of this Lew Wallace novel defeats John?
Ben-Hur.
Defeats his old enemy Masala in a chariot race. You are right. He knew the author was Lew Wallace. Ben-Hur is right. John stretches it out to a $20 lead now. Fame game. Playing for a pick of that fame game board. Looking for a famous person. I was born in Jamestown, New York in 1911. I began my film career as a Goldwyn girl, John.
Lucille Ball.
Yes, indeed. It is Lucille Ball. Started as a Goldwyn girl, John knew it, and he gets a pick. What number looks good to you?
Four. I heard it in the
and other. Behind number four, we have $10!
$10 money card found up there, and John, we add that to your score. He goes to $50, a $30 lead for John, and it's going to be catch John again. He's already within $28 of that Mediterranean cruise. We'll be right back. We have some nice people with us from Detroit visiting us in the studio. Good to have you here with us. And we got some good people sitting here on our panel with John the Champion at $50, David at $20, Catherine at $15. Back with us, David and Catherine. Come on, let's get going. He's tough. In cooking, we use this French word for a pastry topping made of beaten and baked, John?
Meringue.
Egg whites. You're right, meringue it is for another five, yes. What Burt Bacharach hit asked the musical question, what's it all about? John?
Alfie.
Alfie, that's it. What's it all about, Alfie? And again, John beats David to the buzzer. $40 lead for this fine champion. What is the Hawaiian word which means dance? John?
Hula.
That's exactly right. It is the Hawaiian word for dance. I was not aware of that, John. That's another five. In literature, Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy March, John.
They were the Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
Yes, would you like to read the first chapter? You're right, yes. Little Women is what we needed. And John goes to $70. John, a $50 lead. Would you like this?
John, you'll feel like singing with Hal Roach Studio Singing Machine. Your personal orchestra with 400 pre-recorded orchestral tapes. Add your own voice and you could sound like a real pro. Furnished by Hal Roach Studios. It's normally priced at $846. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $12.
I must tell you, John, we have had this singing machine on the daytime version, and it is a big hit. Everybody loves it. You have this at a party, and I think it changes the keys, and everything gets a little louder, softer, lower, higher. It's a sensational machine, and it would cost you only $12. You would still have a $38 lead. I've got to say, with a lead that big, I'm going to leave the price just where it is. For 12 bucks, it's yours. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Oh, John, should have bought that time. You would have had the singing machine and $800 more in cash. I think that's the first time the champion has made the wrong decision. But he's got a big lead. Name the largest South American member of the camel family. John?
The llama.
Llama is right, or the llama, as they say. You've got another five to 75. Name the celebrated Italian traveler and writer who visited Kublai Khan. Catherine.
Marco Polo.
Yeah, the 13th century, and Catherine gets back to 20. Yes. The first permanent British settlement in America was at Jamestown, David.
1604.
More information, please.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
No, it sounds like you've got so much knowledge about it, but the buzzer quick you. It hit you. It isn't 1607, but very simply, I was going to ask you, what state is Jamestown in, the modern state? And I know you know it, Virginia. That's why we gave you the opportunity for more, because you did give the date correct, but I'm sorry, the quick buzzer cost you. What's the basic monetary unit of Russia? John?
The ruble.
The ruble is right. John hits the $80 mark. Name the gnome whose particular talent was spinning straw into gold. John.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Yes, that's right, for another five. Yes. I love the terminology. Name the gnome. I can name that gnome in 137 letters while you watch this commercial. Back with our champion, John Goss, up around $16,000 in cash and prizes from Instant Bargains and the Fame Game. It's $85 right now. He needs a win with just $78 for the Mediterranean Cruise. So you've got more than enough money at this point for the Mediterranean Cruise. Closing in on the car. I don't know if he can make it on this show, but certainly right now he's got a sizable lead. John at $85, Catherine at $20, David at $15, and Catherine and David. Let's see if we can do some catching up now. There's a $15 money card up there. That would get a little bit. A famous place. I am a city at the foot of the Elbrus Mountains, one of the most modern cities in the Mideast. In 1943, I was the site of the first meeting between Roosevelt, Churchill, and Stalin. John.
Yalta.
Incorrect. First break in a while for the challengers. John is out of the rest of the question. For David and Catherine, as we clear the board, I'll continue. My country was ruled by, remember, I'm looking for a city. My country was ruled by Shah Reza Pahlavi until he was overthrown. Catherine.
Tehran.
That's right, the capital of Iran. Yes. I didn't want you to say Iran. I wanted to remind you that we were looking for the city of Tehran or Tehran. Either one acceptable. Catherine, let's see you find something good up there on that board.
Number 9.
And behind number 9, we have binoculars. Vachonome Compact Binoculars. One of the first names in sports optics. Waterproof, fogproof, and center focus enables you to get closer to the action. Furnished by Bushnell.
Well, it's a nice prize. They are $299 worth of binoculars. It didn't cut into John's lead, but it is a lovely prize for you, and I hope you'll enjoy that. Of course, we didn't find the $15 money card. Later, we'll add the $25 as well. John, you're back in now as all three players compete for this question. In 1934, this gangster was fingered outside Chicago's... Catherine...
Al Capone.
No. Oh, the Biograph Theater by the Lady in Red. That's John Dillinger. That's who that is. And you'll lose $5 on that, Catherine. This object swings back and forth and regulates a clock. Catherine.
A pendulum.
It regulates a clock's movement. It is indeed a pendulum. Yes. Yes. Certainly would have been the pits if you missed the pendulum, Catherine. In what popular movie did Julie Andrews play a woman playing a man playing a woman? Yes, David?
Victoria.
Play a woman playing a man playing a woman. Victoria is what it is. And David gets back to the $20 mark. John. I don't know. It's tense whether you want to buy or not. Your lead is only $65. Can we interest you in this?
Oh, John, you can pamper yourself with a trip to wonderful La Costa. We'll hire a limo to drive you and a friend from Los Angeles to Carlsbad, California for 4 days of sheer luxury. Play golf or tennis if you like, or just sit back and let the experts spoil you. This trip is normally priced at $2,272. Today on sale of Century, it's yours for only $17.
Well, John... You are, obviously, we have the speed round to go. You've got ample opportunity, if you bought, to get back to the $78 that you need for that Mediterranean cruise. $2,272. It's great. Now, you got the chocolates.
I know. I need it after the
That's
chocolates.
That's right. You said you're going to put on weight. You go to La Costa. $17 is all it would cost you. With a $65 lead, your lead would still be an immense one. You've already got a couple of trips, right? Where did the two you've got? You're going to a dude
I'm
ranch?
Going to Arizona. Florida. Yeah.
Florida. La Costa as well. You can make dates all over the place and go to these different places.
I'm going to have trouble finding people who want to go with me. Yeah.
I don't think you'll have any trouble. I think you can line up a couple of girls right here. $2,272 for 17 bucks. Going once. He's going to go. He'll buy that and go off to La Costa. Great trip.
Great.
We take $17 off his score, and John still has a sizable lead, a $48 lead. But remember, that speed round is coming up. Somebody could get hot. We'll be right back. Great trip. You had to... One of the nice things about Sale of the Century, and one of the reasons that I enjoy doing it, we start with a $50,000 cash jackpot and keep adding thousands every day, a thousand every day till somebody hits it. It's up to 69,000 now. But it is possible, in addition to those wonderful prizes in the back, to do incredibly well with instant bargains and the Fame Game. Would you believe, in less than 5 shows, John Goss is over $18,000 in cash and prizes? That's just in the Fame Game and from instant bargains.
Thank you.
And John now has the lead again. John at 68, Catherine and David at 20. Let's get back. It tells of life among the poor in Charleston, South Carolina. It's John.
Porgy and Bess.
It's America's greatest opera by George Gershwin. Porgy and Bess, it is. John over the $70 mark again, within $5 of what he needs for the Mediterranean cruise. To see the fury of Niagara Falls from the American side, in which of our states, John?
New York.
That's where you'd be. You'd be in New York State. That's where you'd stand. And John now has exactly what he needs for the trip to the Mediterranean worth well over $12,000. He must win. He's got a lead. Francis Ford Coppola took a film crew to the Philippines. David?
He did the Apocalypse Now.
And created a stunning movie portrait of the Vietnam War. You are right. Apocalypse Now it is. David in undisputed possession of second place. Well, if you're going to catch him, David or Catherine, you might need that big $25 money card up there on the Fame Game board. Buzz in when you know the identity of this famous person. I was born in 1924, the son of farmers. I have two sisters and a brother. At age 5, I earned $1 a day selling boiled peanuts. John?
Jimmy Carter.
That's who it is, Jimmy Carter. And John has control of that board. And that may be more important to him than finding a money card, keeping the other players away from it. What number looks good?
I'm going to use my psychic energy and pick number 8.
And behind number 8, we have $500.
$500 in cash. Well, we tacked that on, and I think John is near $19,000 now. My goodness. Now, where were the 15 and the 25? I'm going to guess. I never play long.
Guess 3.
I'm going to... A little light went on up there. Where are the numbers?
How about the number 3? Would you like to guess the next one?
I think the little light tells me I'll try number 5.
How about number 5?
By George, I'm right. They didn't realize at the back I was going to do that. I know we all play along with that. That's why we reveal those numbers at the end. Well, with John at $78, Catherine at 20, David at 25, we finish up the game with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock. And you at home, try to keep up with these fine players as we start the speed round. Now, according to the adage, out of sight, out of... John?
Mind.
Right. What is the 3-letter word for a full-grown female sheep? David?
You.
Right. On what continent is the Sahara Desert? John?
Africa.
Right. Name the actress who won an Academy Award for her portrayal of a call girl in Clute. John?
Jane Fonda.
Right. What's Love Got to Do With It was a musical question. John? Time. Name the state where you could go to Harvard University. David?
Massachusetts.
Right. What is the square root of 144? John?
12.
Right. Which president was married to a woman named Mary Todd? David?
Lincoln.
Right. How many Olympic events compose a decathlon? John?
10.
Right. Over what nation did Peter the Great rule? John?
Russia.
Right. How many lines are there in a sonnet? David?
14.
Right. What modern holiday was originally known as Armistice Day? John?
Veterans Day.
Right. Name the author who won a Nobel Prize for her novel, The Good Earth. David?
Pearl Buck.
Right. What Asian nation calls its capital Kabul? John?
Afghanistan.
Right. What does the B in a fine? John with a big win, $113. Congratulations. Well done. And I must say, David started to get hot there, and you were trading answers, but John had that lead. Back to this fine champion in just a moment. What's Love Got to Do With It? That was a musical question posed by Tina Turner. Tina Turner, the fine talent. Tina Turner did that one. And we've got to say goodbye to David and Catherine. And, well, David, you really started to push him there a little bit at the end. He was quick. You obviously had the knowledge. You've got the cash in front of you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And good luck. Hang in there. Keep on flying. And, Catherine, well, I'm glad you got something as a reminder. You've got the binoculars, and you can look in on John and all of his goodies with the binoculars and the cash in front of you. Thank you as well,
Thanks,
Catherine.
Jim.
And our champion, John Goss, with a list of prizes that right now totals $18,769, can now add an almost $13,000 Mediterranean cruise if you'd like. John, come on up here and let's go shopping. Well, congratulations. Looking at those numbers over there that they were feeding me on the card, if you decided to buy this prize that you're entitled to now, you would be leaving us with over $30,000 in cash and prizes. Because with $480, you've had some great trips. You're going to have 3 fine trips, but nothing to compare with this.
It's a dream come true. A lavish cruise in the Mediterranean. We'll fly 2 of you from Los Angeles to Athens for a 26-day cruise. You'll visit Greece, Italy, Africa, Madeira, and the Canary Islands. Truly an unforgettable odyssey from the old world to the new. This memorable trip, normally priced at $12,316, yours on Saint of the Century for only $445.
You've got $480 for you to take that trip and leave us. Now, we change our sales merchandise every 5 shows, so everything is going to change. The next thing up the line for you, another win with just $50 more, will be the car. Now, this car we have here is going to change. It's going to be this lovely luxury automobile. That would be the next thing for $50. Everything else is going to change. Let me just tell you that we'll have a travel trailer, computer and desk, ladies' ring, dining room set, trip to Rio, the car we mentioned. All of those prizes and the cash jackpot for $750. The cash jackpot includes this.
The cash jackpot is $69,000.
Go up to $70,000 on the next show. John's got a big decision. I know he likes that trip, but the car is next. We'll be back to get his decision after this. John Goss, big decision because it is a big trip. You could take that Mediterranean cruise and everything else you picked up along the way. Matter of fact, that's over $31,000 in cash and prizes if you should take it and leave, or put the money in the bank, needing a win with $50 more for that luxury car. Big decision, John. What's it going to be?
I really think you have the best staff and most fun I've had. I'm coming back.
He's going to come back. He's going to take the risk. We're putting $480 in the bank. We will add another $1,000. We go to $70,000 in the cash jackpot. And John is beginning to breathe down the neck of that cash jackpot. See you next time on Sale of the Century.
Bye-bye.
Here they are.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.